And it's time for some more of your comments. Many listeners responded to our story about elite prep school students who are choosing to apply not to Ivy League schools but to small colleges.
Margaret Aldrich writes, I'm halfway through my first year at Bard College, and your story hit very close to home. Looking back on the half-crazed state that so many of my high school classmates, myself included, lived in during their senior year, I cringe at our naivete. Bard College was not my first, second, or even third choice school, but in clarity of hindsight, I can see that it's the best place for me.
Some of you criticized this same story, saying that it focused too much on students at elite prep schools. Jessica Hurtado of Oakland, California, wrote in to say, I was disappointed not to see a wider spectrum of high school students interviewed. Financial aid, she writes, never was a factor in any of these students' decision-making. It is a major factor for most students, even if they are at the top of their class.
And some of you ask us to clarify a report about the HPV vaccine and whether it should be mandatory in schools. It's a controversial subject because the virus is transmitted through sex.
In that story, our reporter mentioned that states already require children to be immunized against another disease transmitted through sex, hepatitis B. However, our reporter did not mention that you can get hepatitis B in other ways, too, such as blood contact through cuts or needles.
We did a story about corporate team building, those wacky and embarrassing activities workers are sometimes subjected to in order to get along better with their coworkers. Industrial psychologist Ben Dattner said,
unfortunately, organizations frequently miss opportunities to actually build teams during team building, instead opting to do things like paintball or go-karting, which in fact bring out hostility and conflict rather than building any sense of shared mission.
In response, a listener in Portland, Oregon, wrote about a disappointing team experience but begged us, please don't use my name. I need to keep this job. So he or she writes, we recently did the go-kart outing. General managers were pitted against sales managers. After the event, one of the general managers got into a car wreck. She was at fault for driving aggressively, maybe taking the go-kart experience out into the real world.
Hey, let's hear more about your real-life experiences. Send an email by visiting npr.org and clicking Contact Us.